G'day, Mossy.
Good morning, boys. So no doubt Nick was charging into the studio with some notes for you.
Your topics were in his hands at the time. Yes, you're right.
I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning doing those.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, no, they're very good. And we'll get to them very shortly. But what was your take on the announcement yesterday from the FFA?
Look, it's divided opinion in some quarters. But look, we've got a national team that we should be very proud of. Women's sport has made strides in leaps and bounds forward in the last few years. And I think the Matildas can stand proud as one of the leading lights in that. I think we spoke the other morning about how they held back from making a trip to America a few years ago to stand up for what they believed was the right thing. And they gave away an opportunity to play the world number one at the time, so they strongly believed in it. Since then, they fought the good fight to get some parity around it. They play a similar number of games to the Socceroos. They travel similar distances. They're a team that the nation can be proud of. So I personally don't have a problem with it, as long as it's...
Can I ask, though, Mossy...
The last point I'll make is I think the Socceroos were being overpaid for playing for their country. So I think to bring their payments down and boost the Matildas, I think is a fair thing.
You said divided opinions. What were some of those opinions?
The men's football brought the majority of revenue into the game, and I didn't go into too much detail, Loz, because of social media, and there's a lot of keyboard warriors out there, who just throw opinions out for the sake of it, as you well know. I didn't look too deep, but I know that there was some resentment from some quarters. But for me, it's been coming for a while. I think the Socceroos were fair and reasonable around what they gave to make this happen. And the Matildas fought a good fight for what they believe is right.
We chatted earlier today we actually had some texts roll in. So there's all this chat about Socceroos in the top level, but what is happening at the bottom level? Because it seems like they're the ones that actually need a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. And look, it's sort of always been an Achilles heel, if you like, of our sport, that the funding comes from the grassroots up to the top level rather than the other way around, and as is the case in most of our other major sports, in fact, probably all of them. And that has definitely affected our junior national teams and the development pathways. And I think you saw Graham Arnold and John Aloisi come out the other day and talk about that the structure was more a problem than the funding with our development pathways. And that's true itself. We poured a lot of money into Dutch intel from the moment Gus Hiddink got us to the 2006 World Cup. We had Dutch coaches all over Australia. And look, I'm not saying that the Dutch way is the wrong way, but I think we went a bit too heavy in one direction. And that's set the game back. There's no doubt about that. And you can see what's happened to Dutch football in that decade as well. So we've got a fair bit of recovering to do, but it's good to see the Joeys are through to a semi-final in a major tournament in Asia. And the young Matildas as well have been doing well lately. So hopefully the tide is turning. You speak to people like Graham Arnold and A-League coaches who have got their ear and their eye very close to the ground around junior football, and they say there's some great talent coming through. We've just got to get our structures right to make sure that can flourish.
And the other thing about it is, well done to the Socceroos who took the step back and said, yes, we agree with this pay parity, knowing that for most of them, not all of them, for most of them, for example, a Matty Ryan, his Socceroos payment would make up a very small percentage of his overall annual income. But for the girls, it's very different. Playing for the Matildas would be a chance for them to earn a little bit of money.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. And look, the Matildas... You know, they have, in some cases, they have three seasons in one year. You know, they'll go to America, they'll come back to the W League, they'll go for short stints in Europe as well, plus the Matildas. I think I saw Alana Kennedy on Bill and Boz recently on Fox Sports saying that she'd played something like 70 games in a calendar year. Now, that is just astronomical. And that's to, you know, ensure that she can make a living out of the game and stay at the very top level to perform for a country. So hopefully this will help ease some of those financial burdens on the girls, and they deserve it. They pack stadiums out in Australia now.
Yep.
When they play, they're a big ticket item. So I think it's well deserved.
Yeah. we've got a World Cup qualifier coming up in the next week or so, and the squad for that game will be announced tomorrow. Are we expecting any changes to the previous team or any new faces being included?
There will be, Loz. Graham Arnold and his coaching staff depart today for Oman to get there just before the players come into camp on the weekend. There'll be no Jamie McLaren, who was among the goals for us. As soon as we find a goal scorer and then he cops an injury. He scored four in two games against Nepal and Chinese Taipei in the last couple, but he went down with a hamstring for Melbourne City in the A-League a couple of rounds ago. But Tommy Rogic will be back. Now, Tommy Rogic hasn't played for the Socceroos since January in the Asian Cup. Pretty amazing how quickly that time goes. November. So it's almost a whole calendar year since we've seen him in a Socceroos jersey. But he's back for Celtic. He played in a Cup semi-final for Celtic the other day that they won comfortably against Hibs. And the other big one is Martin Boyle. We haven't seen him for a while either. But he's back from injury in Scotland and fit and raring to go. Trent Sainsbury's another one who'll be back in the team, but still no Daniel Arzani. So the goals really need to come from the likes of Taggart, Leckie, Moy, Gianu. So they're the players that Arnie will be looking to find a back of the net.
We're very short against Jordan, the Socceroos. That's on the 15th of November, so next Friday. 155 Australia, Jordan 550, and the result, or the draw, is at $4, Mossy.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tip a win to the Socceroos, and I'm going to tip a 2-0 win. I think they're in good form. I think you can certainly see that Graham Arnold's style of football has been embedded now. And you can see that he's made some changes, built some depth. The likes of Harry Suter, who's come in, the 25-foot-3 defender who's scoring goals from set pieces. So I really think they're in a good place, the Socceroos. I know the way Arnie manages. His man management skills are second to none. It's a happy group. They're confident. They've got a perfect record so far. So I can't see anything but a 2-0 victory.
All right, let's have a look at some of these Champions League matches, mate. Real Madrid, it's now into the 19th minute. They're up 3-0. They're up 3-0 after 14 minutes against Galatasaray.
Yeah, pretty amazing that, isn't it? They're having a mixed season. There's no doubt about it. They're under a lot of pressure in La Liga. But they got off to an early start, and Sergio Ramos has just found one from the penalty spot as well in the 14th minute. 20 minutes gone, as you said. Very, very commanding performance so far, but they'll have to go on with it. I think they've got a fair bit to prove to their fans after a disappointing season domestically.
Tell you what, there's a big game in the EPL this weekend, mate. Your Mob up against Man City.
Loz, I reckon even you might get up for that one.
I think I might.
what
time is it?
Sure you do. Leave your sound on your phone and I'll ring you. I think it's about 3 a.m, I think. Don't quote me on that. I'm sure our listeners will jump on the lines if I'm wrong, but I think it's 3 a.m. Monday morning. Mate, it's a cracker. It really is. And Liverpool, just some statistics for our punters out there if they're getting ready to put a few dollars on it. 50 EPL games, Liverpool, 41 wins, 8 draws, 1 loss. And we all know who that loss was against last season. That was in January this year against Manchester City. And City, here's one for you, winless in their last 16 versus Liverpool at Anfield. It's the longest winless streak in EPL history. Now, that just defies belief when you think about the couple of seasons that Manchester City have had. But could Liverpool be that mimesis? And I think it's a defining game this one.
Hang on, Mossy. You've been working in the bank too long.
Please.
Have you thrown that one in the board meeting?
Listen, Jimmy Smith will know what mimesis is.
Oh, I know what nemesis is, but I'm not sure I know what nemesis is.
Tomato, potato. Jeez. Come on.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard nemesis.
Neither have I.
One of your best, Mossy.
It's up there with Terry Henry.
Up there with Konstantinopoulos.
Good on you, Mossy.
Have a great day, boys.
There he is. I tell you what, you can't put a foot wrong on this program. Oh. They jump all over you.
Here's the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Not trying to open a can of worms, but devil's advocate. I just had a text in here from Master Monkey.
Yeah.
If the Matildas were hopeless and got beaten all the time and weren't as good as they are,
yeah,
would we be having this discussion at the moment about how much they get paid?
It's a very good question, Master Monkey. It's a very good question. They're world class.
They are. They deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Well, the women cricket team,
yeah,
they don't get the same amount of pay as the men's cricket team, do they?
That is correct.
Yeah. So how long before we see that happening? Will it happen?
That won't happen.
Why?
Because the revenue generated is not the same. And I know it's not the same. It's
easier
to do it in football because they have all these other contracts with other clubs. But for the cricketers, their Cricket Australia contract is their main source of income.